I just would like to thank you for the opportunity to be here and have this sort of different kind of discussion. I applaud Mr. Wayne for educating the students about how this country works and why it works so well. And I applaud you students for listening, paying attention, being here, asking the questions, and I hope that you continue to learn about how state government works, how the federal government works, and that you will not only exercise your right to vote when it's your turn to do that, but that you will really, really appreciate the kind of government we have in this country and how important it is for you to take a role in that government. I never saw myself when I was your age running for public office like this. I was extremely shy. But when the job needs to be done, you step forward and do it. And so I would encourage all of you to get involved in education about politics at one level or another. It really is important to you. If you don't help to make the decisions about where your life is going to go, someone else is going to make those decisions for you, and you may not necessarily like the way the state goes or the way the country goes. So do get involved. And thank you for having me here, and thank you for your questions.
Representative Christ Tompkins.
Well, thank you for the opportunity for this forum and to broadcast this out to Sitka and outlying communities in our district, and big thanks to Ms. Finkenbeiner and Senator Stedman and this dialogue tonight. We're at an historic moment in the state's history. That's really the case. You talk with people. Vic Fisher, still alive, constitutional delegate, wrote our Alaska Constitution, founding father of the state. And he will say, he does say, I've had this conversation with him, that this is an historic moment relative to the prior decades of the state. And we have monumental, monumental problems that we need to solve. And I like solving problems. I like working hard. I like studying issues deeply to find the best possible solution to those problems. And I really, really care about the future of the state and want to do that for the future of the state. And I care about the people I represent in this district. I care about them on a personal level. I stay with them in our outlying communities. I care about the problems they have, and I care about working hard to solve the problems that they encounter on a personal level in their day-to-day lives, whether it's a paperwork or regulation issue or something bigger. So I'm grateful to have the opportunity to run for re-election. I want to bring that work ethic, that caring, and that desire to solve problems to the legislature for another 2 years, because I think our state really, really needs it. Thank you.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Mr. Wayne, too, for the invitation tonight and putting forth the effort to have these type of forums come forward. I think it's very important for the community, and particularly the youth in the community. Although tonight we've talked about some of the challenges coming forward, and it may sound like, you know, they're unsurmountable and it's going to be with us forever, I can assure you it's not. We'll work through these over the next handful of years, and when you get into your working career, hopefully you're going to realize that there's more wealth in our Arctic today than what they thought there was when I was your age, when I got out of high school in 1974, in the beginning of the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. So we're not, you know, coming to the end of Alaska's hydrocarbon age, we're in the beginning of it. Although we've had an immense wealth bubble that has pushed through the state, I think one of the most important things we can do is make sure over the next several years we don't spend that wealth bubble down the permanent fund and leave the future generations, the young citizens here in front of me, with an empty or an impacted oil basin and an empty treasure. So I think my advice to the you as you go forward the next several years is you keep an eye on the permanent fund and make sure that the current generation and the ones a couple generations behind me don't absorb all that value, that they leave the immense fortune behind for the future generations of Alaskans. Because time does tick on fast. It's surprising.